Good morning. It's March 10. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic, faking it. Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." Mark 9:23. I don't know about you, but every now and then I just totally feel like I'm faking it. And I mean life, like I'm faking different parts on different days. I have been a physician for 40 years come this June. I have operated on thousands of people, delivered thousands of babies, and seen hundreds of thousands of patient visits in the office. Yet even now I can be involved in some aspect of my practice and think to myself, can I really do this? Am I really the doctor doing this surgery right now? From time to time, faith can feel the same way. In my heart, I know I have accepted Christ, but I don't always feel the indwelling Holy Spirit. In my heart, I know that I've been saved, but from time to time, I question the very veracity of Christianity intellectually. Despite years in my church, years professing my faith, even years in seminary, I find myself occasionally dissecting my stated beliefs from the logical and scientific perspectives that made up large parts of my education. It can even make you more uncertain when you have doubts to look at the miracles of Christ in the Gospels. Not once does Christ ever perform a miracle where he attributes the occurrence to his own power. Every time he either attributes the miracle to the faith of the ones involved, Luke 5:12, 7:7, Matthew 8:2, 9:20, Mark 9:16, 9:27, performs the miracle to instill faith in an individual for the first time, John 4:46, 5:1, Mark 1:23, or performs a miracle to teach a lesson to the Pharisees, Matthew 9:2. A centurion wished Jesus to heal his servant, but had such faith even as a Roman soldier, that he was confident the Messiah could do so with just a word, not even coming to his house, Matthew 8:5. A woman in Gennesaret, who had been bleeding for 12 years, thus completely cut off from her family and community as ceremonially unclean, had such faith that she knew just the touch of Jesus' cloak would heal her, Matthew 9:20. And so it did. Two blind men in Tyre, who couldn't even see the Lord, were absolutely sure that he could restore their sight, and so he did, Matthew 9:28. Time after time, it is people's faith that makes them well. Sometimes I just can't help but wonder how I got into this club. I mean me, the one who questions his faith on a somewhat regular basis. Lucky for me, Scripture addresses my doubts. Mark 9:16-29 tells the story of a man whose son has been demon-possessed since childhood. It took complete control of him, rendering him unable to speak, and often throwing his body into the fire or the water to try and kill him. The father says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." Jesus responds, "If I can, everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father responds, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus commands the persistent demon to leave the boy's body, and he does. Here is a critical element for those of us that feel like we are faking it sometimes, when our belief wavers, when our faith isn't as strong as it once was, or as strong as we think it should be. The one person who can help is also the object of our faith. Jesus promised to send a helper after he ascended to heaven, and he did. The Holy Spirit is immediately at our disposal to help our unbelief. We have only to ask. Yes, the unwavering faith of some is rewarded with miracles. But it's nice to be reminded that the majority of us, who do in fact waver, need never think our faith unequal to the task of acquiring Jesus' help. He will not only hear our prayer, but strengthen our belief in the meantime. Father, thank you that we have the Holy Spirit at hand to strengthen our faith. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.